How bad will it be?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The latest unemployment figures come out later this morning. They probably will not be the good news that Wall Street could use right about now. Economists are bracing for a loss of more than 620,000 jobs in January, which would put unemployment at 7.9%. This is priority one for today's Joint Economic Committee hearing in Congress, as Ronnie Radbill reports.
Experts say the battered economy isn't expected to turn around anytime soon. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney chairs the Joint Economic Committee. She says, in fact, it's getting worse.
What is troubling is that it's escalating. We've lost 3.6 million jobs, with half the losses occurring in the past 3 months.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, says a recovery could begin late this year, early next. But she adds, we're merely regaining lost ground.
Even as the economy rebounds in 2010, we're expecting unemployment rates to hold above 9% the bulk of the year. That's a very high unemployment rate.
She says the economy won't get back on its feet until credit flows and companies hire again, and that could take several years. Experts say what's different about this recession is that it's seeped into all sectors of the economy. As one economist puts it, there's nowhere to hide. In Washington, I'm Ronnie Radbill for Marketplace.
The Dow managed to shed another 280 points yesterday. The Dow has now rolled back to April 1997 levels. It stands at 6,594. Investors are still fearful about the financial system. Citigroup briefly became a penny stock. Or as one analyst said, you could practically buy Citigroup at the 99-cent store these days. It did sink below a dollar, finishing at $1.02, down 10%. Then there was yesterday's gloomy assessment from the auditors at General Motors, warning of possible bankruptcy. GM shares lost 15% at $1.86. Asian markets ended up mixed today. So much for the big Asian rally. China's leadership ended up dampening hopes of a bigger stimulus package. Major European markets are sharply down at this hour, down 3 to 5%. The Washington Post reports this morning the U.S. government is preparing a plan to give wealthy investors the deal of a lifetime, a chance to make a killing without the risk of massive losses. The program could have the government loaning almost $1 trillion. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch explains.
The government has turned to these wealthy investors for a simple reason. They're the ones sitting on the biggest pile of cash. Here's how a deal would work. A hedge fund ponies up $1 million. The Fed loans it another $9 million. The hedge fund then uses that $10 million to buy an asset-backed security. An asset-backed security is used to finance things like student loans, car loans, and credit cards. The hedge fund would have to hold on to that security for 3 years. If its value rises to $11 million, investors get to keep that million-dollar profit, basically doubling their money. If the value drops, investors may lose their initial investment, but nothing more. Taxpayers are on the hook for the rest. The government is considering this sweetheart deal to coax money back into the credit markets. It thinks this may be the only way to do it. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
With the financial fallout accelerating as it is, you might hope our Treasury Department is at full ready. But 5 weeks into his tenure, Secretary Timothy Geithner has yet to name a single top deputy or assistant secretary. Now, two of his senior staff choices have withdrawn their names. The Wall Street Journal is quoting sources saying the two backed out in part because of a vetting process that has dragged on for weeks.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Now, here's a bit of bright news to counter those grim unemployment numbers I mentioned. The U.S. Census Bureau is looking to hire 1 million people, and they have available one of the largest and most qualified pools of candidates ever, since there are more than 3.6 million Americans currently out of work. From Los Angeles, Alex Cohen reports.
McDaniel & Associates.
Sandy McDaniel of Glendale, California, creates public art projects like giant sculptures that mask cell phone towers. But lately, she says, calls from clients have been slowing down.
If it's not life and death, people want to put things on hold until they see what's going to happen.
So a few weeks ago, McDaniel decided to apply for a job with the U.S. Census Bureau.
Because it is part-time and you can do it at night and weekends, I thought, you know, I can see this as like almost a performance art piece where it's an experience interacting with the community.
The salary varies from region to region. Here in L.A., it's a bit less than what 54-year-old McDaniel is used to earning.
The pay is $17 or $18 an hour, which, you know, you're not going to retire to Maui on something like that. But it's really not bad considering what a lot of, hourly jobs pay.
In the past, finding people to fill census jobs wasn't easy. But thanks to the economic downturn, this year's been a different story.
We are blown away with the response that we've gotten from the public.
James Christie heads up the census office in Los Angeles. He says he's been amazed at the quality of the candidates, like the one he recently met in the field.
The skills that he had were just phenomenal. I mean, his handwriting was great. Everything was good about him. And I started asking him about his background. He was a medical doctor.
Most of the jobs they're recruiting for are temporary, but he says it's important work. After all, information gleaned from the 2010 census will help determine where approximately $300 billion of federal funding goes.
We will see a better census because we have people that are more skilled and a little more attuned to what it is we're trying to do out there taking the census.
Like many other census offices throughout the country, the LA branch has been so inundated by excellent candidates, they've had to stop taking applications. But for those who missed out on this first round of hiring, don't despair. The census will begin their next round of recruiting for survey takers in the fall. In Los Angeles, I'm Alex Cohen for Marketplace.
We'd like to hear how you're dealing with the financial fallout. Visit us at marketplace.org and click on the contact link. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. I hope you have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.